into your practice of yoga nidra. Begin by slowly, surely, finding yourself in the position of shavasana. So lying down on your back. And to ensure your comfort, you can always put a thin pillow under your head. You can put a bolster or a rolled yoga mat, some blankets, pillows under your knees. A blanket or two to go on top of the body for that extra comfort, grounding, and warmth. An eye mask, crystal stones, your teddy bear, your coziest socks. Make sure your legs are slightly apart, with the feet falling out to the sides. The arms resting out to the sides, away from the body. Shoulders pulled down, palms facing up. So in yoga nidra, we access deeper states of consciousness that we don't always get to access in day-to-day life, right? And we access these deeper, sometimes hidden states through profound relaxation of the body, the mind, and even the emotional body. And the aim of yoga nidra is to explore and really curl up into this sweet spot between wakefulness and sleep. Curl up in this sweet spot where awareness is still in a slight state of wakefulness, but your body is in a restful state of sleep. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Sweet spot time. Oh, that's the title of this one. So as you settle into your practice, allow yourself to fully relax. There's nothing you need to do, nothing that needs to be achieved or tended to. The only thing I invite you to, so to speak, do, I just did air quotes here, is keep your body still and your ears and your heart open. Your ears open to the sound of my voice, your heart open to this practice. And of course, should you need to move, should you drift or fall asleep, that is all absolutely perfect. No worries, no pressure, no expectation. If you do drift off, just notice that it's happened, and when you're ready, your awareness will guide you back to my voice. All right, so before we begin, just checking in as many times as you need to make sure that you feel fully comfortable. Maybe you need to knit the shoulder blades together, soften through the belly, unhinge the jaw, relax the glutes, smooth out skin of the forehead, tuck the chin, scoop the pelvis. Invite that sweet floppy curl in hands and feet, fingers and toes. Let the eyelids be heavy. No squinting, no strain in and around the ears. Let the tongue fall inside of the mouth. No suction here. Choose space over suction. Long spine. Body symmetrical and completely supported. Now, make a commitment to do your best to remain still in your body until the end of the practice. So all of those little wiggles and squiggles, we take them now to ensure that stillness. But again, key words there, do your best to remain still in your body and want to remain still in your body. And doing your best to remain awake and aware, but remembering the deepest part of yourself, those deeper layers of consciousness are always listening. always. And should at some point you feel really uncomfortable, of course you can adjust and wiggle and squiggle and settle when you're ready. Let's bring attention to the senses. And let's invite a feeling of allowing them to rest. They do a lot for us day in, day out. So let your awareness travel now to those closed eyes, allowing your eyes to soften into the warm space towards the middle of your head. And with this, give them allowance, give them permission to take a break from all of the stimulus that they take in, day out. Your eyes resting now. And finding your way into this softer internal vision. And let your awareness travel to your mouth and your sense of taste. Notice if there's anything you can taste in this moment in time. Feel it, taste it. And then give this sense permission to rest. From here, your awareness travels up to the nose and your sense of smell. Notice if there's anything you can smell in this moment. Just giving it a few moments of your full attention and then allowing this sense to take a rest. And notice your sense of touch, the clothes on your skin, the weight of your blanket, the surfaces underneath you. All of the little sensors of touch receiving information. So receive, take in what is here right now. And then offer these sensors, your sense of touch, the space to rest. Now let your awareness travel to both of your ears and the sense of hearing, noticing how your ears are receptive to all kinds of sound, all different layers of sound at the same time. What are sounds you can perceive in the far distance? Sounds within the borders, the walls of this room that you are in. What are the sounds in your immediate environment? Maybe even tuning in to the sounds inside of you. Your heartbeat, blood pulsing through your veins, your body being breathed. Receiving all sound. And let your sense of hearing now rest on the sound of my voice. And trust always, dear one, that the wisdom, the healing that you need, that you are ready for, that you are so deserving of, is already unfolding. Blossoming, becoming, happening right now. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Sigh it out, exhale, and trust. Oof, was only gonna do one, we're doing another. Through the nose, fill the belly, flare the ribs, expand the lungs, fill the chest, throat, face, crown, keep going. Through the mouth, a huge release. Trust. You got it. And from here, let's go ahead and begin to connect with your heart space. Awareness lands in the middle of your chest and visualize, sense, feel, imagine the most beautiful little golden light in the middle of the chest. A beautiful golden light. First, it's small, and then it's growing in size. It shines right from the center of your being, from your innermost core, reflecting all of the beauty, all of the uniqueness, the specialness of you. And as you visualize this golden light, let your breath fully land on it. Let your breath weave into it. And see if this light is carrying a little whisper or a heart wish, if you will. Is there a longing here, a yearning that your heart has today? And based on whatever is arising for you, it's always a good idea to focus on whatever came up first. Start to build your Sankalpa, your intention, starting with the words I or I am. A short and sweet intention, such as I am unique, I am complete, I can handle whatever life throws my way, I trust, I am worthy, I am deserving, I am loved, I am safe, I am healed. When your Sankalpa, those heart whispers, become crystal clear, weave them with gratitude and start to repeat your heart wish, your I or I am, silently in your mind 3 times. Growing stronger and stronger, louder and louder. And feel those vow echoes spread in your being, letting all of those ripples reach out into your body, down through the torso, down into the legs, feet, toes, down the arms, hands, fingers, through the face and head, allowing your body to attune to the frequency of your Sankalpa. Do you feel that? Good job. We'll now circulate your awareness through the physical body, the Anamaya Kosha, where you will bring your awareness to different parts of the physical body. Again, remain relaxed and still and allow yourself to be guided. I've got you, always. And I want you to invite not only awareness into these parts mentioned, but could you be fully inside of them? Almost like you slip inside of each body part, like you pour yourself into each part mentioned. And allow your consciousness to merge with all that may be there, the skin, the pores, the muscles, the bones, the tendons, the fascia, the blood, even any stored emotions or memories, any and all sensations. So you're going to fully inhabit your inner landscape now. Let's begin. Pour yourself into the right hand thumb, landing fully in your right hand thumb. So not just becoming aware of it, but be fully inside the right hand thumb. Be this internal space. Can you sense sensations, fluids, temperatures, all that is you, this internal space of the right hand thumb. Now extend that to experience the right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger. All five fingers on the right hand. It's as if your consciousness has fully merged with the inner space of all your fingers. Now the palm of the right hand, back of the hand, the entire right hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, full awareness in the entire right arm. The entire right arm. And then the right side body merging now with the right side of your chest, right lung, right ribs, waist, hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, right ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, right little toe. Awareness slips into all five toes on the right side. Full awareness of the right foot with all five toes. And then come back to the entire right side of your body all at once. Be in the entire right side of the body. Then from here, we move to the left hand thumb. Immerse yourself fully in the left hand thumb. Inhabit this inner space and notice all sensations you are aware of. Now extend that experience into the left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left pinky finger, all five fingers on the left hand, as if your consciousness were fully merging to the inner space of all of your fingers. Now the palm of the left hand, the back of the hand, entire left hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, fully inside the entire left arm. Then the left side body merging with the left side of your chest, left lung, ribs, waist, left hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left little toe. Awareness slips into all five toes on the left side. All five toes and the entire left foot. And then come back to the entire left side of your body all at once. Be in the entire left side of the body. And then come to the back side of the body. Right heel, left heel, right calf muscle, left calf muscle, the space underneath the right knee, the space underneath the left knee, back of the right thigh, back of left thigh, right buttock, left buttock, lower back, middle back, upper back, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, back of the head. And shift your awareness to the top of your head. And explore the entire space of your head with all of its particles, parts, and systems. The forehead, the eyes, the ears, the temples, the cheeks, the nose, the mouth, the jaw, chin, throat. And then come back to the right and the left side of your body. And be in the right and the left side of the body at once. It is as if the cells of your right and left sides are merging together now, becoming one. One entire system, this interconnected field of your body, feeling as if the inner universe of your body has become one unified field of consciousness. A unified field of consciousness that makes up the vehicle in which your soul lives and travels through this life. Your whole body, the entire landscape of your whole body. You are fully embodied now, and your inner world is soft, connected, and peaceful. You are deeply at rest. So as everything comes to rest, bring your attention to your energy body and your breath, pranamaya kosha. Just noticing your breath. Allowing it to be as natural as you possibly can. As you inhale and exhale, there is no effort. Allow the breath to flow freely through this interconnected inner field, through this inner landscape of the body. And your entire body is breathing now. Feel this. Breath flows freely through this inner landscape of the whole body. And release the breath awareness. From here, we journey deeper and move into Manomaya Kosha, the mental and emotional body. Remain completely, deeply relaxed as I mention different frequencies. And I invite you to experience them inside your body. There may be sensations, emotions, maybe even a memory. Allow it all to be there, all to arise. Give it space, yeah. And at the same time, remain quiet, still, and simply be the witness of it all. So first invite cold into your body. Bring about sensations of cold. maybe remembering a time when you felt freezing cold, you struggled to keep yourself warm, maybe the body was even shivering. So bring about sensations of cold in your body right now. Your entire body freezing cold. And shift to the opposite. Shift to heat and invite sensations of a deep heat into your body. Your entire body is becoming hot, almost sweating to compensate for all this inner heat. Maybe you can remember a time when this happened. A time when the hot sun was covering your skin, maybe a time in the summer next to a bonfire or inside of a sauna. Your entire body is hot. Even the blood feels like it's cooking or boiling. Now feel both. Feel cold and heat at the same time. Don't think about it. Begin by moving back and forth between cold and heat. Cold and heat. Sway between both until they become one, letting the frequencies, the sensations all merge with one another, becoming a stream of resonance. They inform each other. They even support each other. Feel both hot and cold. Then let go of all these sensations. Return to a neutral space in your body, a place of balance, harmony. You are relaxed. You are awake. All is well. And stay relaxed and at ease, moving now into the wisdom body or Vijnanamaya kosha. For this, I want to invite you to bring your awareness to your pineal gland in the middle of the head, between the two sides of the brain. Middle of the brain, pineal gland. And then from here, imagine a wide screen in front of your inner eye. And settle your soft attention onto this wide inner screen now. Remaining relaxed, you will now follow my guidance for the following visualization. On the wide screen, visualize your body lying on the floor, on the surface where you are right now. And you are looking at your body from above, like a bird's eye view. You have an overhead look on your body. And as you softly look down on your body, you start to see little dots all over the body, from the skin down to the organs, bones, and tissues. And these little dots are the cells that make up your body. There's an accumulation of cells that makes up the structure of your liver, another group of dots or cells that create your kidneys, a beautiful collection of cells that make up the entire structure of your heart. Cells creating the skeletal system, the bones, and the fascia in between them. You are looking down at your body in awe of the source that has created this wonderful being. And as you continue to look down on your body, all these trillions of cells, notice, is there a part of your body, an arrangement of dots of cells, that does not seem fully healthy? The cells are functioning, but they aren't shining to their fullest capacity. Maybe their interconnectedness has been a little disturbed, their full potential a little lessened. Maybe they've even disconnected from the rest of the body. I want you to look at this part of your body. Look at these cells, these dots, with care and compassion. These cells are asking for your attention. Yeah. These cells are asking for healing. So they can again become a full member of this cellular community that makes up your body. Now, from here, imagine as if a healing hand was coming down. It can either be your own hand, the hand of a person who loves you, or the hand of a divine being, a divine grace. This healing hand is warm. It carries a golden light. It carries the vibration of healing. Imagine, see, sense this hand coming down and moving to the part of the body where the cells that require care live. Let the hand gently, softly touch down on this part. And carefully, it starts to connect with the cells. There's a resonance that starts to build. The light, the healing vibrations begin to flow from the hand into every cell. Healing is happening through connection, through awareness, through exchange. And those dots, the cells begin to transform through this communion as they openly accept the help of these healing golden vibrations. And let the hand rest there a little while longer until you feel the healing process is complete. And then let go of the body part. Allow the hand to slowly rise and fade away, leaving a feeling of warmth, of health, recreation, wholeness, and light. And let this feeling spread through your entire body. Your entire body warm, healthy, connected, a body of interconnected cells, a miracle full of light. And then let go of this visualization. Let all the dots dissolve into a space of silence, peace, ease, relaxation, and completion. And remain a few moments here in this deep, renewed state of rest. And of pure beingness. And in this deep rest, in this deep silence, feel the first vibration. The first vibration of life that is inviting your next inhale to flow through your body. And then in the pause after your inhale, 3 inhales in a row, repeat again your Sankalpa, your intention, your heart wish, 3 times after every inhale. And once again, as you complete the 3rd time, let the echoes spread into your being. Let the ripples spread out into your body, into each and every cell, allowing all the cells to attune to the frequency of your Sankalpa. And then slowly, sweetly feel more and more vibration in your body. The temperature of your body, the temperature around you. And begin to slowly wake up, revitalize the body by including the senses. Your sense of touch, noticing clothes, blankets, pillows, supports. Your sense of smell, bring your awareness to taste, and an awareness of your ears hearing sound. Hear the sound of my voice, any sounds around you, inside of you. And increase the intensity of the breath. Enjoy your body here deeply at rest. Notice the harmony that is here. Notice how you are deeply relaxed yet full of life force. Rest here in this sweet spot as long as your body needs. And with this, with my hands at heart center, I bow to you. And our cellular practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.